إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، قال الإمام أبو عثمان إسماعيل بن عبد الرحمن الصابوني رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه النافع عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث. What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna read the مقدمة, the introduction of الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله. I'm gonna read in English, in Arabic actually first. And those who have the Arabic text, they may follow, inshallah ta'ala. And then we're going to read to you the translation in English. And then after that, we're going to go ahead and read the explanation, al-sharh, لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد العلامة الدكتور ربيع بن هادي المدخلي حفظه الله. قال الإمام أبو عثمان إسماعيل بن عبد الرحمن الصابوني رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه النافع عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث: الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام. أما بعد، فإني لما وردت آمد طبرستان وبلاد جيلان متوجها إلى بيت الله الحرام وزيارة قبر نبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام، سألني إخواني في الدين أن أجمع لهم فصولا في أصول الدين التي استمسك بها الذين مضوا من أئمة الدين وعلماء المسلمين والسلف الصالحين، وهدوا ودعوا الناس إليها في كل حين، ونهوا عما يضادها وينافيها جملة المؤمنين المصدقين المتقين، ووالوا في اتباعها وعادوا فيها وبدعوا وكفروا من اعتقد غيرها، وأحرزوا لأنفسهم ولمن دعوهم إليها بركتها وخيرها، وأفضوا إلى ما قدموه من ثواب اعتقادهم لها واستمساكهم بها وإرشاد العباد إليها وحملهم إياهم عليها. فاستخرت الله تعالى وأثبتت في هذا الجزء ما تيسر منها على الاختصار، رجاء أن ينتفع به أولو الألباب والأبصار، والله يحقق الظن ويجزل علينا المن بالتوفيق والاستقامة على سبيل الرشد والحق بمنه وفضله. الإمام أبو عثمان إسماعيل بن عبد الرحمن الصابوني رحمه الله, he says in his book The Creed of the Pious Predecessors, the People of Hadith, عقيدة السلف أهل الحديث: all praise is for Allah, Lord of the worlds, and success is for the muttaqin, the pious. The praise of Allah be upon Muhammad and upon his family and noble companions. To proceed, while passing through the land of Ahmed, in the Arabic it says Ahmed, but in the English text it says Amo. So we go with the Arabic text, so those who have this, you can correct it, is Ahmed with the D, with the Dal. To proceed while passing through the land of Ahmed in Tabaristan and Jailan on my way to the house of Allah, and to visit the grave of his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here I want to make a stop. The Sheikh Rabi' is going to explain this point here, and he's going to go in details. But I just want to let you know that it is not from the minhaj, not from the sunnah, to travel to visit any grave. Okay? So the Sheikh Rabi' is going to mention that, of course, the Sheikh Imam al-Sabuni, he's an imam from the Salaf. And what he meant is to visit the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, even though he mentioned that he was visiting the grave. Okay? His family and noble companions. Some of my brothers, he says, so on his way to Al-Madinah, he said, some of my brothers in Islam asked me to compile for them chapters about the fundamentals of this religion, the religion of Islam, which those who passed away from among the scholars and the Salaf al-Salihin adhered to, called the people to at all times, which they forbade the believers, the truthful and the truthful ones and the muttaqun, the pious, from all that contradicted and nullified them, meaning these principles, and upon which the scholars showed allegiance to its followers and enmity to its rejectors. They labeled all those who opposed their creed as unbelievers and innovators. This is another thing the Sheikh is going to elaborate on. Because to consider certain people disbelievers, not anybody who opposed something for the disbelief they were upon, but it depends on the violation. It depends on that which they contradict. If it's from something that take them out of Islam, then that take them out of Islam. Okay? So, الأمر ليس كعلى إطلاقه. طيب. They earned for themselves and for those who they called to their aqidah its blessings, favors, and goodness. They passed on to the ones who followed them the rewards of their aqidah. They encouraged them to cling to it, to adhere to it, guided the worshippers to it, and spurred them on towards it. So I made istikhara. This is Imam al-Sabuni, after they asked him about this, to compile for them principles and the aqidah of the Salaf, the Sahaba they were upon, and the Tabi'een and the great A'imma of the Deen. He said, so I made istikhara to Allah the Most High, and have recorded in this treatise, what I have been able to concisely, with the hope that those with understanding and insight may benefit by it. It is Allah who realizes, meaning makes true, Allah makes true the hope, and may He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, generously bestow upon us blessings in accordance to what is right, the truth, guidance, and uprightness upon the correct and true and truthful path by His favor and benevolence. Tayyib. First of all, I'm going to read to you, because he mentioned ulama is Muslimin as-Salaf. And also this book is about Aqidah as-Salaf. Man hum as-Salaf? We just want to mention briefly what this term Salaf mean. قال الشيخ محمد السفاريني المراد بمذهب السلف ما كان عليه الصحابة الكرام رضوان الله عليهم وأعيان التابعين لهم بإحسان وأتباعهم وأئمة الدين ممن شهد له بالإمامة وعرف عظم شأنه في الدين وتلقى الناس كلامهم خلفا عن سلف دون من رمي ببدعة أو شهر بلقب غير مرضي مثل الخوارج والروافد والقدرية والمرجئة والجبرية والجهمية والمعتزلة والكرامية ونحو هؤلاء إلى آخره. هذا من كتاب لوامع الأنوار البهية وسواطع الأسرار الأثرية للإمام السفاريني رحمه الله. الإمام محمد السفاريني in one of his books لوامع الأنوار البهية وسواطع الأسرار الأثرية, he mentioned a definition of the Salaf. What is intended with the Salaf, when we say we have to be upon the way of the Salaf, this we're studying the creed of the Salaf. So, who are they? The madhab of a Salaf is that which the Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim were upon. And we know that the Sahaba, they are the best of this Ummah, after the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They are the best. Allah is pleased with them, and they pleased with Him. And we are commanded to follow their path. There are many texts in the Quran And there are texts from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that make it an obligation to follow their path, the path of the companions ridwanullahi alayhim. So he said, what is intended by the madhab of the Salaf, that which the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that which the noble companions of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were upon, and the great imams of At-Tabi'un, those who follow them upon good, and Atba' At-Tabi'een, and the great imams of the deen, from those that they are known to be amongst the a'immah of the deen, that the people, they accept their statements. Like for instance, Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, al-Imam al-Awza'i, Abd al-Rahman ibn Amr, Sufyan al-Thawri, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, al-Qasim ibn Salam, Hamma al-Hammadain, al-Raziyain, and many of them. Imam Malik, al-Shafi'i, al-Ahmad, al-Bukhari, وغيرهم كثير, وابن المديني. These are the a'imma, that the people, they accept their statements. And of course, it is not included in the Salaf anyone who even they were famous, or even they were in the time of At-Tabi'een. الزمن وحده لا يكفي. Just because certain people, they were at the time of the Tabi'een, لا, they're not included in the Salaf if they were upon innovations. They were known to be an innovators upon innovation, even though they may be in these times. And also included in this, meaning those who, they may be in the time of the Salaf, but they are not included with them, those who they were known as to be upon the madhab of the Khawarij, Al-Rawafid, Al-Rafid, Al-Shia, Al-Qadariya, Al-Murji'a, Al-Jabriya, Al-Jahmiya, Al-Mu'tazila, Al-Karramiya, and the like. These terms, Khawarij, Rawafid, Qadariya, Murji'a, Jabriya, Jahmiya, Mu'tazila, Karramiya, and other than them, like Sufiya and other Ikhwan Muslimin, Tabligh, all this we're going to get into it in details, inshallah, as we study in this book. And we're going to give you a definition of each one of them. Who are the Khawarij? What is their Aqidah? What is their Madhab? Who are the Rawafid? What they believe? Where they went wrong? And who are the Jabriya? Who are the Qadariya? Who are the Mu'tazila, Jahmiya, Karramiya, and the like? Who are Ikhwan al-Muslimin? Who are the Tabligh? Who are the Ash'ariya? Who are the Haddadiya? Who are the Qutbiya? All of these things, inshallah ta'ala, is going to come in its proper time. قال لما قال بدعوا وكفروا, they consider unbeliever anyone who opposes them. هذا ليس, هذا الإطلاق ليس على إطلاقه, فليس كل من اعتقد خلاف ما جاءت به السنة يكفر, لكن الأمر فيه تفصيل. Not everyone who opposes the Sunnah or opposes something that the Sahaba they were upon automatically become a disbeliever. But there is some details the ulama, they mention, and that's what we're going to benefit when we read the explanation of our beloved Shaykh, Hafidhahullahu Ta'ala. And especially our beloved Shaykh, Shaykh Rabi', Hafidhahullah, he's going to elaborate on this point in as we're going to go on, inshaAllahu Ta'ala, in the explanation. الشرح, the explanation of Shaykh ربيع حفظه الله, قال بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا, من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد, to proceed, then the Shaykh, before he began to explain, he gave a little introduction. قال حفظه الله فإن عناية علماء الإسلام بالعقيدة الإسلامية ما زالت على مر العصور هي شغلهم الشاغل رضوان الله عليهم, لما يعلمون من مكانة العقيدة وأهميتها وقيام الإسلام أصوله وفروعه عليها. The Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhahullah, ومتعه بالصحة والعافية, he says, indeed the scholars of Al-Islam, they gave and continue to give a great importance to the Islamic creed, to the creed throughout the times and the centuries. Rather, this is one of the main objectives. They spend most time studying the Aqeedah and teaching the Aqeedah. He says, why? Because they know the importance of Aqeedah and its place for a person's Islam to be upright, or for a person to be upright upon Islam. For a person to be upright upon Islam, they cannot do it without a sound Aqeedah, sound creed. And they know, because for a person's Islam to be sound and upright in its fundamental principles and its branches, he has, the Aqeedah has to be sound and has to be strong. Qala Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan, this is a side note that is not from the explanation. Qala Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan, Al-Aqeedah Al-Sahiha hiya al-asasu alladhi tubna alayhi jami'u al-a'mali sahhatan wa fasada. Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah ta'ala, said that the sound creed of Islam is the foundation that all of the deeds are built upon. If the creed of the Muslim is sound, the deeds will be sound. They built upon a strong foundation. But if the creed is weak or corrupt, that reflect on the actions as well. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فترى مؤلفاتهم يعني العلماء الإسلام تترى تتتابع تترى يتبع بعضها بعضا في كل عصر من العصور. So because of the importance of the Aqeedah, of the Islamic creed, you will find the noble scholars of Islam from early times until our time. You find they have compiled and written many books, one after the other, to make clear to the people this sound Aqeedah of Al-Islam. وَقَدْ يَجِدُ الْعَالِمُ فِي بَلَدٍ مِنَ الْبُلْدَانِ حَاجَةَ هَذَا الْبَلَدِ إِلَى تَنْظِيفِ الْعَقِيدَةِ. The Shaykh says, you will find a scholar who knows the Aqeedah, alhamdulillah, but he may find himself, a scholar who is upon the creed of the Salaf, may find himself in an area, in a country, a place that the people in there are in dire need of the creed, the correct creed. They have a creed, but it's mixed with falsehood, with innovations. So the alim will purify the aqeedah for the people. لأنه قد يسلط عليهم الجهل وقد يكثر أهل الفتن وأهل البدع فيدفعون بالشبهات إلى الناس. He says, because certain people, they be ignorant, they don't have knowledge of the deen, especially knowledge of the aqeedah, the creed. You may find in a place or a time the people who cause fitan, trials amongst أهل البدع, the people of innovations, they cast doubtful matters to the people, to the laymen. فَيَرَى الْعَالِمُ الْحَاجَةَ إِلَى دَرْءِ هَذِهِ الشُّبَهِ وَتَوْضِيحِ مُعْتَقَدِ السَّلَفِ الصَّالِحِ مِنَ الصَّحَابَ وَالتَّابِعِينَ وَمَنْ سَارَ عَلَى نَهْجِهِمْ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْحَدِيثِ رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ. So since this is the case, and this is the reality, and that's what the ulama, they do in every time, and in every place. And alhamdulillah, in our times, that's our noble scholars, the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, from the main ones, from the Shaykh bin Baz, Shaykh al-Albani, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, and Shaykh al-Fawzan, Shaykh Rabi', and many other than them, Shaykh Muqbil, or Shaykh al-Najmi, and other than them. They see the great need to refute these shubah, these doubts that Ahlul Bid'ah, the people of innovation and people of desires, they put in the way of the people. And they find it an obligation upon them to make the creed of the Salaf clear to the people. Make it clear. So those who wants it, it's there, it's available. The creed of the Salaf, once again, meaning the creed that the Sahaba were upon, the noble companions, and their tabi'een, and whoever followed them upon that path from the a'imma of hadith, for the great ulama of hadith, ridwanullahi alayhim. فَيَقُومُ بِهَذَا الْوَاجِبِ وَيَسُدُّ هَذَا الْفَرَاغِ. So this is an obligation to teach the people the creed of the Salaf. That was the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim they were upon. So you find the ulama, when a alim go to an area, go to a place, you will find that he want to make sure that the creed of Islam is pure for those people. So if he see that they have some shubuhat, some doubts that is casted to them by the people of ahwa and desires, people of bid'ah and innovations, the alim roll his sleeves, roll them up, and explain to the people the aqidah. And that's what we see, alhamdulillah, when some of our noble mashayikh come and visit us. That's what they did. When Sheikh Falah Ismail was here, that's what he did. He focused a lot on the aqidah. When Sheikh Hassan al-Banna, hafidhahullah, our noble Sheikh, he focused on the aqidah. And also you'll find the ulama who didn't come to America, but then, alhamdulillah, we have so many talks from them. By the way, of the phone, one of them is our noble Sheikh, Sheikh Rabi', hafidhahullah, gave us many talks. Always they focus on the aqidah. From them, Sheikh Ubaid al-Jabri, and many others from amongst their brothers, from the ulama and the students of knowledge of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, who adhere to the madhab of al-Salaf, that was the Sahaba, ridwanullahi alayhim, they were upon. You will find them, they are very concerned that the creed of the people be sound. And it cannot be sound unless if they follow the creed of the Salaf. The creed that the Sahaba, the companions, ridwanullahi alayhim, they were upon. قال وهذا الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله كأنه شعر بحاجة هذه البلاد إلى بيان عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث. One example of these noble scholars is الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله. The Sheikh Rabi' حفظه تعالى says that the Imam الصابوني felt the need that these areas he traveled through, he noticed that they are in dire need to learn the aqidah of the Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith. He find it that these people, they are in dire need to learn and to know the aqidah, the creed of the Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith. وَأَهْلُ الْحَدِيثِ يَقُولُ الشَّيْخ رَبِيعُ حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ هُمُ الطَّائِفَ الْمَنْصُورَةِ وَالْفِرْقَ النَّاجِيَةِ وَهُمْ مَرْجِعُ النَّاسِ فِي الْعَقِيدَةِ وَفِي أَبْوَابِ الْعِلْمِ وهم مرجع الناس في العقيدة وفي أبواب العلم كلها. شيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى says أهل الحديث. When you say أهل الحديث, the people of hadith, as is translated into English, who are they? شيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى says they are At-Ta'if al-Mansura, the victorious group, the saved group, the saved sect. And they are the one that the people should turn to and learn from them and adhere to their to that which they were upon in Aqidah, mainly in the creed, and in all of the fields of the knowledge. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية, and I'm reading to you what شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى mentioned pertaining to this term أهل الحديث. وقال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله, لكن قبل ذلك أصحاب الحديث هم المتمسكون بكتاب الله تعالى والمتبعون لسنة نبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. When we mention أهل الحديث, because this term is going to be repeated many times, who are they, أهل الحديث? They are those who are holding firm to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الشهرستاني سموا كما في الملل والنحل سموا أصحاب الحديث لأن عنايتهم بتحصيل الأحاديث ونقل الأخبار وبناء الأحكام على النصوص ولا يرجعون إلى القياس الجلي والخفي وما وجدوا خبرا أو أثرا ما وجدوا خبرا أو أثرا. He said they were given this name أصحاب الحديث, the people of hadith, because of the great importance they give to the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in learning the narrations, transmitting the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and teaching it, studying it, so that they can deduct rules and regulations from the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And they do not rely on analogy when they have a text. When they have a text from the Quran or the sunnah and the other from the companions ridwanullahi alayhim. فهم بهذا يخالفون أصحاب الرأي. So أهل الحديث, who they give great importance to the hadith and to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, who opposes them? Ahlul Ra'i, the people who rely on their opinions. Instead to rely on their narrations, they rely on their opinions. I think is this way. If you look at it from this angle, and if you agree with me on this one, la. Ahlul Hadith, they rely on the texts, on the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله مبينا المقصود من إطلاق لفظ أهل الحديث قال نحن لا نعني بأهل الحديث المقتصرين على سماعه أو كتابته أو روايته بل نعني بهم كل من كان أحق بحفظه ومعرفته وفهمه ظاهرا وباطنا واتباعه باطنا وظاهرا. Shaykh Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he wants to make clear what really means, what does it mean Ahlul Hadith, the people of Hadith. He says, we do not intend by this, when we say Ahlul Hadith, and we do not restrict the meaning of this term, Ahlul Hadith, the people of Hadith, only to those who hear the Ahadith, or write the Ahadith, and the like. Says, but rather what we intend by Ahlul Hadith, everyone who memorizes the narrations of the Prophet ﷺ, have knowledge of them, have understood them correctly, and applied them in themselves, and teach it to others. Not just that they memorize the narrations, but also they apply them in themselves, inwardly and outwardly. They follow the text of the Sunnah. وقال شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله مشيرا إلى شيء من فضلهم أي من فضل أهل الحديث وأدنى خصلة في هؤلاء محبة القرآن والحديث والبحث عنهما وعن معانيهما والعمل بما علموه من موجبهما. He says now شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى mentioning some of the virtues of Ahlul Hadith. He says one of their characteristics is that they love Quran. Ahlul Hadith, they love the Quran, the Book of Allah, and they love the Hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. And you find them spending their times always in searching, always learning the meanings of the ayat and of the ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ and acting upon that which they learn according to the meanings, the right meanings of the text of the Quran and the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. قال ففقهاء الحديث أخبروا بالرسول من فقهاء غيرهم. So he said فقهاء الحديث, those ulama, the jurists who they have the fiqh, but they have it from the hadith, a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. They have more knowledge of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ than the regular jurist and fuqaha. وأمراؤهم أحق بالسياسة النبوية من غيرهم. And even their leaders and rulers, they are more right. And they are the ones that are actually holding firm to that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon than other than them. وعامتهم أحق بموالاة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم من غيرهم. And even the laymans who adhere to the Ahl al-Hadith, you will find them, they are the ones that firmly, when they follow the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, they are the ones that they are more firm upon it. Of course, this is just brief, but there is so many statements of the ulama. Just Shaykh al-Islam by himself, rahimahullah, has so many statements in his books about Ahl al-Hadith, the people of Hadith. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فالفقهاء والمفسرون والمؤرخون وسائر طوائف الأمة محتاجة أشد الحاجة إلى ما عند أهل الحديث من عقيدة وبيان الأحاديث والتفريق بين صحيحها وضعيفها ومعرفة الرجال صادقهم من كاذبهم وضعيفهم من قويهم إذ لا يجدون هذا إلا عند أهل الحديث وهم عالى عليهم. Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahu Ta'ala, he says, when you look at the fuqaha, the ulama, who they study the fiqh, and they teach it and the like, and wal mufassirun, the ulama of tafsir, al mu'arrikhun, even those scholars who deals with the history of Islam and the history of the Muslims and the like, all of them, they're in dire need to that with the knowledge that is with Ahlul Hadith. Everyone are in dire need of the knowledge of Ahlul Hadith. Of course, starting by the Aqeedah. They're in dire need of the Aqeedah. The Aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah. Likewise, if they want to know the Ahadith, their authenticity, because there are narrations that are sound while others are weak, they go back to Ahlul Hadith, the scholars of Hadith. That's where they get this information. Likewise, if they want to know the men in the narration, in the chain of narrations, in al-Isnad, who are they? Were they truthful? They're thiqah, they're trustworthy, they were liars, and the like. They take that from the books and the knowledge of Ahlul Hadith. Likewise, this narrator, was he strong? Was he weak in memory and the like? They cannot find anything. All of this, they cannot find it with the Mubtadi'ah. They don't find this knowledge with the Mubtadi'ah. They find it with Ahlul Hadith. They find it with Ahlul Hadith. ولهذا أخبر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الحق معهم وأنهم هم أهل النجاة بقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزال طائفة من أمتي قائمة بأمر الله لا يضرهم من خذلهم ولا من خالفهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم ظاهرون على الناس. خرجه البخاري ومسلم واللفظ له من حديث معاوية رضي الله عنه وكذلك في مسند الإمام أحمد. He says, for this reason you find the Prophet ﷺ has informed us that the haqq, the truth, is with them, is with Ahl al-Hadith, is with the ulama of Hadith, the people of Hadith. And they are the people of Najat, of safety. They are the one that they are safe. Because the Prophet ﷺ said in this Hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, rahimahumullah, and this is the wording that he found in Sahih Muslim. Likewise, this hadith is found in Musnad al-Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a group of my ummah will continue to exist. There is always a group of my ummah that upon that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. Those who oppose them do not harm them in the least until the command of Allah comes, while they are upon the haqq. While they are upon the haqq, and they are victorious over the rest of the people. قال الشيخ حفظه الله شيخ ربيع وأئمة الإسلام المعتبرون من أمثال ابن المبارك. And the Sheikh is going to mention some of the A'imma, because we will say we follow the way of the Salaf, the creed of the Salaf is that which the Sahaba radhiyallahu alayhim were upon, and the Tabi'een, and the A'imma of this deen. قال وأئمة الإسلام المعتبرون. Now the great imams that are considered imams in Islam. Now when we say imam, we're not talking about the imam of the masjid. Now we're talking about the imama is a great position that the ulama amongst them, they have imams. Alright? This is not for anybody. So those trustworthy and the real a'imma of Islam, he says, the like of Ibn al-Mubarak, wa Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Ibn Ma'in, Ali ibn al-Madini, al-Bukhari, al-Tirmidhi, Ibn Taymiyyah, wa man qablahu wa man ba'dah. He said, these are the a'imma of Islam. Hatta min ulama, من أهل التصوف ومن المتكلمين ومن الأحناف ومن غيرهم يشهدون لهذه الطائفة أنها هي الطائفة الناجية. The Sheikh says, look at this A'imma when he mentioned Ibn al-Mubarak, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Ibn Ma'in, Ali ibn al-Madin, al-Bukhari, al-Tirmidhi, Ibn Taymiyyah. And those, of course, there is many that the Sheikh didn't mention who before these ones, who before Ibn Taymiyyah, and those who come after Ibn Taymiyyah, they all witnessed that this firqa al-najiyah, they are Ahlul Hadith. They are the people of Hadith who shows importance to the Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by studying it, by memorizing it, by understanding it correctly and disseminating it amongst the people. He says, also you find from the ulama of tasawwuf, those who were famous amongst them, wal-mutakallimeen, those who busy themselves and others with kalam, with rhetoric. You will find them from, and also from the Ahnaf. You will find, and other than them, they bear witness that this group, which Ahlul Hadith, they are the saved group. لماذا؟ قال شيخ ربيع حفظه الله لأنها نهضت بأعباء الإسلام عقيدة ومنهجا وعبادة وأخلاقا وبيانا وتدوينا لعلوم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Why? He says, because this group, Ahlul Hadith, they're the one who carry on their shoulders the weight of the knowledge of Aqidah. Because it's not easy. You think just overnight you're going to be a scholar in Hadith. No, it comes with a weight. It's a heavy weight. But they carry it on their shoulders. Not Ahlul Bid'ah, like Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala. He says, Ahlul Bid'ah, why they give you narrations and stories? They could give hadith too. Ahlul Bid'ah, they could hadith, Bukhari, but they don't. To learn hadith, you got to study. It's not easy. Them, they just want it easy. They just like, okay, we're just going to give a talk here or there. And they just tell people stories, read from newspapers. But Ahlul Hadith, now you got to study. It's a commitment. It's a responsibility. So they are the one that carry this weight. The Aqidah weight, ya akhwan. Can't just be upon the Aqidah of the Salaf overnight. You got to study it. You got to make sacrifices. You got to understand it correctly. You got to take it from its proper sources. And you're going to have this mujahada. You got to strive against yourself to act upon it. Ainam. Likewise in the minhaj, in actions of worship, who stands out? Ahlul Hadith. In everything. In the aqidah, in their manhaj, the methodology that they follow, in their actions of worship. You find them, subhanAllah, it's amazing. That's why when you read the biography of the ulama of a salaf, and you are like, this man, he memorized 200,000 hadith, some 400,000 hadith, some more or less. And you will think these people, they have no time to make tahajjud. They didn't have no time to read no Quran. Where did they find time? Somebody who memorized all this ahadith, where he has time to read? You will find, no, it's the opposite. You will find them with all of this. They are the one who make tahajjud every night. They are the one who fast every other day, or Mondays and Thursdays. And they are the one who visit the sick people. And they are the one who participate in many other things. And they are the one who complete reading the Quran every 3 nights. Or every 7 nights. Yes, and you were like, where they get all this? Tawfiq is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, in their akhlaq, you find the best of the people in manners. In bayan, meaning in making clear to the people the aqidah of the salaf, the manhaj of the salaf, making clear to the people the ibadah, how their worship be right and sound and correct. Likewise, the akhlaq, you will find them, they have the best of bayan. What tadween, they are the best teachers, Ahlul Hadith, and they are the best of those who compile and written books about Islam in all of their fields. بَلْ هُمْ عَالَ عَلَيْهِمْ فِي التَّفْسِيرِ. Rather, you'll find everybody needs Ahlul Hadith. For example, in tafsir, تَجِدُهُمْ أَئِمَّ فِي التَّفْسِيرِ. SubhanAllah, it's amazing. Look, because of they are known to be people of Hadith, this doesn't mean that they don't know anything in tafsir. See? No, they are Ahlul Hadith. And the Shaykh, he says, and they are also a'imma in tafsir, not just in hadith, in tafsir as well, of the Qur'an. And he gave an example. Tajid Abdul Razzaq al-San'ani min a'imma al-hadith fassar al-Qur'an. So for example, you find Abdul Razzaq al-San'ani, sahib al-Musannaf, he's imam in hadith. But he has also, he made the tafsir of the Qur'an. نعم he has tafsir of the Quran. Ibn Abi Hatim min a'immat al-hadith fassar al-Quran. Another example, Ibn Abi Hatim, one of the great imams of hadith. If somebody study his biography about the hadith, think this man don't know anything else but hadith. But no, he knows other fields. He has the tafsir of the Quran as well. Ibn Jarir al-Tabari min a'immat al-hadith fassar al-Quran al-Karim. Tafsir Ibn Jarir al-Tabari. Here is another example. Imam Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, a great imam in hadith. But also he was a great imam in tafsir as well. Al-Imam al-Baghawi min a'immat al-hadith wa qama bi tafsir al-Qur'an. Al-tafsir al-mu'tamad. Tafsir al-Qur'an bil-Qur'an wa bil-sunnah. The Shaykh says, likewise, another example, Imam al-Baghawi. He says, and when we talk about the tafsir of the Qur'an, is the tafsir that you should hold on to. Meaning that tafsir, that the explanation of the Quran with the text from the Quran or from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَلْ لَا تَجِدُهُ لَا تَجِدُهُ إِلَّا عِنْدَ هَؤُلَاء وَلَا تَجِدُهُ عِنْدَ سَائِرِ الطَّوَائِفِ الْأُخْرَى. The Shaykh says, the tafsir of the Quran, for instance, the sound interpretations of the meanings of the ayats of the Qur'an, you will not find it except with Ahlul Hadith, the scholars of Hadith. You will not find it, the sound tafsir of the Qur'an, you will not find it with the other groups. And he mentioned, قال المعتزلة مثلا وغيرهم فسر القرآن لكن ملأوا تفاسيرهم بالتأويلات والتحريفات الباطلة والأحاديث الموضوعة والضعيفة والمهلهلة لأنهم لا يعرفون الحديث لا يعرفون ونافسوا أهل الحديث فأضروا بالناس أكثر مما نفعوهم على الله. The Shaykh gave an example from the deviant groups. He said, for example, the Mu'tazila. We're going to tell you after I translate, I tell you who are the Mu'tazila. We'll read to you inshallah as we mentioned earlier. Now, for instance, the Mu'tazila, and other than them, they have tafsir of the Qur'an too, the Mu'tazila. Some of the ulama of them, the scholars, they have tafsir. But then you find in their tafsir many and true interpretations. Falsehood. Not what you're supposed to know about those ayats. They don't give you the understanding of the Salaf of these ayats. Now their understanding, they support what they are upon, the falsehood they are upon. You will find in their tafsir of Al-Mu'tazila and other than them, fabricated ahadith. Naam. They tell you, this is what ayah mean, and here is a hadith. The hadith is fabricated. Mawdu'. Hadith da'if. Weak hadith. They tell you, this is what the ayah mean, and there is a hadith. Hadith is weak. Why, the Shaykh says? Because they don't know what the hadith is. They are not the people of hadith, because they didn't study the hadith. They didn't give importance to the hadith. But still, you will find them, they will have shoulder to shoulder with Ahlul Hadith in the knowledge, in tafsir. And since they are not from Ahlul Hadith, they have caused a lot of harm to the people, iyadu billah. They caused them more harm than any benefit. Who are the Mu'tazila? We'll read to you the Mu'tazila briefly. Who are they? نشأت هذه الفرقة لما أظهر واصل بن عطاء بدعته وزعم أن الفاسق في منزلة بين المنزلتين وهما الكفر والإيمان فطرده الحسن البصري إمام التابعين من مجلسه فاعتزل عند ساري من سواري مسجد البصرة دم معتزلة الديفين جروب Who are they? And why they called معتزلة? This deviant group started by this man called Wasil ibn Ata. This man, he manifested his innovation. What is his innovation? It's only one of the many. But this is how he started. He said that the fasiq, meaning the person who commit a major sin, does not, that is lesser than shirk, this man says that this man who commits a major sin, he's not a kafir and he's not a Muslim. He's not a believer and he's not a kafir. Who is he? They say he's between. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they said if someone commits a major sin that is not shirk, he's still Muslim. Alhamdulillah, as long as that person is still upon Tawheed, he still have Iman. But his Iman is deficient. If he make a tawbah, alhamdulillah, Iman gets stronger with actions of good deeds and the like. So the Ahlul Sunnah, they says, this is how we deal with the person who commit a major sin. That is not shirk. He's still a Muslim. But he's a fasiq. They are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Khawarij, they say, when a person commits a major sin, he's a kafir. I said, he's a disbeliever. Wal-iyadu billah. We're talking about in this life, not the hukum in the hereafter. The Mu'tazila, this man, Wasil ibn Ata, he disagrees with Ahlul Sunnah, Ahlul Hadith, and he disagrees with the Khawarij. What did he say, this man? He says, look, he's not with the Khawarij. He's not saying that this person is a disbeliever, and he's not with Ahlul Hadith, Ahlul Sunnah, Salaf, As-Salih, he says, because he say he's not a believer. Who is he? He said, he's between. Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, and this man used to sit in the gathering and the circle of knowledge of Al-Hasan al-Basri. So Al-Hasan al-Basri, he kicked him out. He said, you must stay with us with this innovation. So this man, i'tazala, this word, it is verb in Arabic, i'tazala, he separated himself. He separated himself. Instead of sitting in the circle of knowledge of Al-Hasan al-Basri, he went to a pole from the poles of the masjid in a Basra. This masjid was in Basra, not the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina, in the Basra in Iraq. He went separate himself. Now he's not with Imam Al-Hasan al-Basri anymore. وَانْضَمَّ إِلَيْهِ قَرِينُهُ عَمْرُ بْنُ عُبَيْدِ ابْنُ بَابِ فقال الناس يومئذ فيهما أنهما قد اعتزلا قول الأئمة وسمي أتباعهما من يومئذ معتزلة So when he separated himself and he removed himself, he was removed actually, and he went to another place in the masjid, another man joined him. And he supported him in this bid'ah. His name, Amr ibn Ubayd ibn Ubab. So from that day, the people, they say about them, قَدْ اِعْتَزَلَ قَوْلَ الْأَئِمَّةِ. These people, they have left the statements of the a'imma, of a salaf. And they were called, them and whoever followed them, مُعْتَزِلَ. Those who separate themselves from the circle of Ahlul Sunnah, Ahlul Hadith. فضل بعد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
نعم. وهذا الاسم المعتزلة يشمل عدة فرق يجمعها كلها في بدعتها أمور منها. And this term معتزلة include many different groups. They all of them share this bid'ah and innovations. Deviant groups who share the same innovations, they are called Mu'tazila, such as نفي الصفات الأزلية عن الله تعالى. They deny some of the attributes of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. استحالة رؤية الله عز وجل بالأبصار. They believe from their عقيدة that no one will see Allah period in يوم القيامة. والقول بحدوث كلام الله عز وجل وأنه مخلوق. From their bid'ah also they say that the Qur'an is created. They say that the Qur'an is created. وَأَنَّ النَّاسَ يَخْلُقُونَ أَفْعَالَهُمْ وَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ فِيهَا تَقْدِيرٌ عِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. They say that the people, they create their actions. Allah don't know. That's what the قَدْ مُعْتَزِلَ. They believe that Allah does not know what the people are about to do until they do it. You see? For example, if somebody sneezed, Allah didn't know that that person is going to sneeze. Until when that person sneezed, then Allah knows that that person, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. So they deny the qadar of Allah, that Allah knows everything before He created the creation and the life. وَلِهَذَا سُمُّوا بِالْقَدَرِيَّةِ. That's why one of their names, the Mu'tazila, is the Qadariyya. وَمِنْهَا أَنَّ الْفَاسِقَ فِي مَنْزِلَ مِنَ الْمَنْزِلَتَيْنِ. And also one of their bid'ah and innovations, they clearly go against the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah and the aqidah of Ahlul Al-Hadith, As-Salaf Al-Salih, that also they say that the one who committed a major sin, he's not a kafir, he's not a Muslim. Who is he? He's between, وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله: فالعمدة في أبواب العقائد وفي صحة الأحاديث وضعفها وفي تمييز الحديث صحيحه من ضعيفه وبيان الرجال، كل هذا عند أهل الحديث. نعم. He says no, in the عقيدة, all the fields of the عقيدة, all the chapters of عقيدة, the creed. If you want to learn the creed, the sound creed, if you want to learn the narrations, what is sound and what is weak, if you want to know also the men of narrations, who are they? Who's the sound and the reliable from them, and who's the weak and not? All of this knowledge, you will find it with Ahl al-Hadith. They're the one that have this. فَحُقَّ لِمَنْ يَشْهَدُ لَهُمْ أَنْ يَشْهَدَ أَنَّهُمْ أَهْلُ الْحَقِّ وَأَنَّهُمُ الطَّائِفَ الْمَنْصُورَةِ الَّتِي نَصَّ عَلَيْهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ. The truth is that when a person says that they are the people of Haqq and they are those who are upon the truth, they are the victorious group, yes, indeed, they are Ahl al-Hadith. That the Prophet, we have texts from the Prophet ﷺ that mention this about them. وَمَنْ سَارَ عَلَى نَهْجِهِمْ وَتَشَبَّثَ بِأَدْيَالِهِمْ يَكُونُ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ تَابِعًا لَهُمْ وَمِنْهُمْ يَدْخُلُ فِي إِطَارِ هَذِهِ الطَّائِفَ الْقَائِمَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ وَالنَّاجِيَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And the Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he says, and whoever followed their path, hold on firm to that which they are upon, Ahlul Hadith, he is, inshallah, following them, and he is one of them. And he is one of them. He will be included, whoever followed them upon this, he will be included in this term, that he is one of the people, he is from al-Ta'ifa al-Mansura, al-Qa'ima bil-Haq, the aided group that are upon the truth, firm upon the truth. النَّاجِيَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that he will be saved إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِنْ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. الشيخ بن عثيمين فائدة, الشيخ بن عثيمين رحمه الله تعالى, he says سموا بالفرقة الناجية لأنهم ناجون من البدع والمحدثات في الدنيا ومن عذاب الله يوم الآخرة. الشيخ بن عثيمين رحمه الله, this is a benefit, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, when he mentioned al-firqa al-najiyah, the saved sect, he says they were called saved sect because they are saved in this life from innovations by them adhering to the sunnah and to the hadith, and they will be saved from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on yawmu al-qiyamah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.